I'm Matt Costello of the Fundamental Evangelistic Association in Fresno, California, along with Pastor Gary Friel, the Grace Bible Church of Fresno, and we once again appreciate your willingness to tune in as we consider questions and issues that we face in the world, in the church, and in our lives each day. Today, Pastor Gary and I wanted to take the time to consider something that just seems like it always pops up in every generation, a question. And the question is it right or should we name names? Should we name names of those who are publishing and speaking and espousing doctrine that is inconsistent with the truth of the Word of God? I remember years ago, growing up, and I was sharing this with Pastor Gary before, I remember growing up all of the time in church, my grandfather talking about people who would, you know, get upset or get on his case because he named the name of a major evangelical leader or someone who was espousing and propagating doctrine or practice inconsistent with Scripture. And I mean, this has been going on for so long. People say, you know, you can't name them and you shouldn't name them, and all kinds of accusations are hurled at them. You should speak to them face to face and you shouldn't write about them or, you know, name their name. It's another brother in Christ or sister in Christ. And again, it's we hear the same thing even today, not all the time, but on occasion here at the FEA, someone calls in is upset because of the fact that we, you know, named the name of a teacher or preacher or ministry leader within any realm, whether evangelical or Protestant or Catholic or whatever it might be. And they just don't feel like that should be done. But what does the Bible say? So Pastor Gary, I'll kind of begin our discussion and our conversation today by asking you, does the Bible have anything to say about naming names? Is it something that believers should do, or is it something we should refrain from doing in order to just try to keep the peace, if you will?
You know, I've really been thinking a lot about that since I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago with a gentleman, and I appreciate the question. It's a good one. One of the things that I thought of right off the bat was, look at all the names we come across in Scripture. We typically think, well, if a name is recorded in Scripture, it's often because of something beneficial or profitable that the person did. But yet, right from the early chapters of Genesis, we come face to face with two people, Adam and Eve, who sinned against God, and then in Genesis 4, had their offspring, and one of the offspring killed the other, murdered in cold blood, Cain. And his name has come down to us from history, or through history, you know, as someone very negative. You go through to Genesis chapter 4, you come across Lamech. You come across later in Genesis, Nimrod. You come across the different people groups. You come across Lot in Genesis 18 and 19, and his name is not viewed positively at all. I think those names are there to help us understand, to warn us, for one thing. And I think associating names with putting faces on false doctrine really helps us understand how bad some things really are for us. And I think it's God's way of warning us. I don't think there's anything negative or wrong about naming name. If the person is really in error, you know, I think a lot of times people look at us like when we name names, people, you know, we'll throw out a name like Billy Graham. People think, well, it's personal. We have a personal vendetta against him. We don't have anything personal against Billy Graham or his grandson who's pastoring Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church. There's nothing personal about it. But there are things that he has said, Billy Graham. There are things that his grandson has written that are very concerning. And I think people need to know. It's not a matter of personality. It is a matter of false doctrine. So it helps us understand it better.
Well, you make a great point about the fact that God's Word is full of names of both those who have made very positive contributions to the people of God,
right,
through the years, and also names of those who have done great harm, right. to God's people, or even in the name of, you know, whether it's Christianity or whatever it might be. I mean, we consider right off the bat, we consider the Apostle Paul naming the names of Alexander the coppersmith and Hymenaeus and Philetus, and concerning doctrine have erred. And we find Paul, you know, withstanding Peter to the face and naming Peter because he was to be blamed. It seems to me throughout Scripture that there is an example, a precedent set there of naming those who are embracing or teaching things contrary to the faith. Yet I really want to latch onto what you just said. The important thing there is to really make sure, though, that what they're teaching is contrary to the truth, or what they're doing is contrary to the faith.
Right.
I mean, we're not out, and I would trust no good, reputable church or ministry is just out there to start naming a bunch of names and finding a bunch of people to find fault with. And we must be very careful that when there are those who do need to be singled out to warn God's people to watch out for, that really we're accurate in our assessment of what they're saying and doing and teaching. I really feel as though the broad and big picture teaching of Scripture is to make known those who are teaching or preaching offenses contrary to the doctrine. They need to be marked and avoided. Now, I have to add, though, here, too. Number one, I have to add a couple things. First, the manner and attitude in which it's done must be correct.
Right.
The individual must really be teaching and preaching. They must not be slandered. I mean, they really must be teaching and preaching error. And the other thing to think about here really is that we're not talking about digging into independent, autonomous local churches and picking a church in LA or picking a church here and getting involved in quabbles and fights, interpersonal things. That's not a time and place to be naming names or calling out. We're dealing here with ministries that are public and that are putting themselves out there and have an impact.
Right.
Now, I would want others, if they felt we are teaching or preaching false doctrine, I'm not going to be offended if within their circle they say, watch out for the Fundamental Evangelistic Association because they believe in a dispensational approach to Scripture. They believe in the pre-tribulational, you know, return of Christ. I that's not going to bother me if they are really legitimately being honest and accurate about what we're saying and believing. They can disagree with us.
Right, right.
And so I think the standard goes both ways. I feel that if we're going to name names that are out there, other people can name us that don't agree with us. But regardless of what way that goes, just make sure we're accurately representing the other person and what they're saying or believing.
Right, right. Absolutely. I don't want someone saying, well, because you said this, you must believe X, Y, and Z.
We get a lot of that.
And that's not at all what I've said.
Right.
You know, I remember talking to someone about a comment. Well, the passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where, you know, you just talked about that in Sunday school this past Sunday, where it says, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again. And the idea there is, since we believe, I mean, it is a fact, we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Part of the benefit, or one of the benefits of that truth or that belief, is that we get to participate in the rapture. And someone corresponded with me or communicated with me that they thought I was in serious error on that because, well, I must mean this. And I said, no, that's not at all what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's simply a possibility that the rapture will happen. I'm saying it's a guaranteed fact. It's a reality that it will happen. And we will participate in it because we believe Jesus died and rose again.
Right. So we have to, I appreciate you saying that as an example. We have to accurately represent what another person is saying.
Right. And this person wasn't trying to misrepresent me. This person just didn't understand what I was saying, and I was able to clarify it.
Right.
Unfortunately, a lot of times you can try to clarify something like that and they won't listen. They won't believe you.
Right.
So exactly.
We do want to make sure that if we are going to be the kind of ministry that God wants us to be, you know, part of the the threefold mission and purpose of the FEA is since its inception has been preaching the gospel, teaching the word, and contending for the faith. And if we are going to be contending for the faith, we are going to be analyzing the things that are out there.
And I, a lot of times I feel like, you know, what Jude expresses in his epistle, that his desire was to write an epistle about our common salvation. I mean, that's what we would love to be able to do. But living in a fallen world, living in a sin-dominated world, in this culture, you simply can't do that. People need to be aware so that, like Paul admonishes us in or Paul talks about in Ephesians chapter 4, so that believers are not carried about, tossed about, carried by every wind of doctrine, tossed to and fro, and you know, there's no stability, there's no security, there's no purpose to ministry if you just let everything go and not deal with some of these things.
So true, so true. And again, evidence is all throughout the scriptures concerning the need to deal with these things, the need to deal with doctrinal error, to address it head on, to mark it, to avoid it. To make it known for the good of the flock, the good of God's people. So, I mean, all that said, let's be Christians who are open to when those who are pastors or teachers or ministry leaders are wanting to be of help to us and defend the faith and do name the name of someone maybe we might respect or maybe someone we might like. And we need to ask whether or not what they're saying is true. And if it's true, let's not get, bent out of shape about the fact that that person has named that person's name. That's a biblical approach.
Right.
Public proclamation of error demands public proclamation of marking and avoiding and speaking the truth in love.
And there are a lot of names. I mean, we could go on and on and on and on about people. And it isn't that. Honestly, we're not looking for a fight. We're not looking for an argument. We're not looking for a disagreement. They're just out there.
Right, right.
Good point. They just are. And they have to be addressed. They have to be, people have to know. Right. People have to be aware.
They do. I mean, that's part of being good ministers of Jesus Christ.
Right.
As pastors of here at Grace Bible Church, as those who are leading the ministry of the Fundamental Evangelistic Association, our goal, I know your heart and my heart, is to be faithful ministers of Jesus Christ. And that faithfulness requires not just all positive, not just all negative.
Right.
It requires a biblical balance, but addressing issues head on in a spirit and attitude of love. And it is not unloving to name the name inaccuracy, understand, of those who are propagating doctrines, practices, philosophies inconsistent with the teaching of God's word.
Right.
That's just what we need to do. And, you know, like I said, this issue comes up every generation. It comes up all the time, and it's something we've always had to deal with, and I think godly Bible-believing churches and ministries will have to continue to deal with until Christ comes back. But we just wanted to take the time really in this podcast to focus on the need and the we want to answer the question, what does the Bible say, you know, about this aspect of this question, this issue of naming names. Well, we have come to the end of our time for this particular podcast. I do want to thank you again so much for tuning in. Please check out the website. We keep that updated with helpful, encouraging articles, informative articles, news and views. We encourage you to finish strong in your walk with the Lord.